From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your weekend flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott. Here's a look at the top trending stories this weekend at NJ1015.com. We have just over 2 months to go before voters are going to choose a new governor in New Jersey, and a new poll shows the Republican nominee still failing to connect with voters on key issues. The Quinnipiac University poll shows Democrat Mikey Sherrill with an overall 8-point lead, but also leading among critical independent voters. The Republican nominee also lags on three character issues: honesty, empathy, and leadership. My full analysis of the poll can be found at NJ1015.com and on our mobile app. Meanwhile, in that same poll is a closer look at the issues which are animating voters this time of year.
The survey from Quinnipiac University has taxes as the top overall issue for voters at 30%, followed by ethics and government at 14%. Those were the only two to hit double figures. Republicans and independents named taxes as their top issue as well, but it came in third for Democrats behind ethics and government and health care. And when it comes to New Jersey's relationship with President Trump, half of respondents want the next governor to stand up to him, while 47% want a more collaborative approach. Danny DiCrescenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
If you are a teacher and thinking or have already posted about the Charlie Kirk assassination, you may want to rethink that. That's the warning from many on social media. A conservative parents group is searching for and exposing teachers who've been critical of Kirk's views. New Jersey Project has been actively searching for comments from teachers on social media and then turning them into school districts and demanding they be fired. At least two New Jersey teachers are out of a job, many more under review after Kirk backlash.
Conservative activists have been publicly identifying New Jersey teachers over negative online posts about Charlie Kirk's assassination. Rider University confirms it fired an adjunct professor who came up short of, quote, expectations for respectful and civil engagement. A Rockaway teacher has resigned after initially saying her account had been hacked. And school officials in Little Egg Harbor and New Providence say potentially offensive posts will be reviewed thoroughly and appropriate action taken. In Vote, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Vigils and memorials for Charlie Kirk continue to draw large crowds in New Jersey. In Sussex County, a memorial being organized at Skyland Stadium was canceled before plans were even finalized because officials worried too many people would show up. The number of layoffs in New Jersey this year is approaching 10,000.
Layoffs in New Jersey have reached 9,714 this year. In the past 3 months, six companies have announced more than 100 layoffs each in New Jersey. One of the latest is Mark Anthony Brewery in Hillside. The family business laid off more than 140 workers last month, leaving just a skeleton crew. Still, 2025 is on track to have fewer layoffs than last year, when the Garden State saw 13,300. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
The Department of Labor has released more than 11,000 pages of public comments overwhelmingly criticizing the Murphy administration's plan to eliminate independent contractors and gig workers. Lisa Yacoman is president of the Association of Bi-State Motor Carriers. She says she had a frustrating meeting with Governor Murphy's office with no answers on why the Department of Labor is pushing this through in Murphy's last few months.
Where's the fire? Where's the rush? Why are they doing this in such an expedited manner? It's because the clock is ticking and Governor Murphy is going to be leaving office, and they don't know what the results will be of the gubernatorial election that we have coming up.
Murphy has said no final decision has been made on independent contractors and gig workers. United Airlines says operations at Newark Airport are finally back to normal.
This follows months of flight disruptions due to air traffic control outages in Philadelphia, staffing shortages, and runway construction. New fiber optic cables have been installed to improve radar and communication, and weekday runway improvements, well, they ended back in June. United giving a lot of the credit to the FAA, which imposed limits on flight slots at its Newark hub to ease congestion. Despite the airport's problems, United says 6 million passengers flew out on time this summer, a record for the airline. Sarah Lee Kessler, New Jersey 101.5 News.
This was one of the craziest stories we had all last week. So imagine strolling the aisles of your local Dollar General store and coming face to face with a large black bear. It happened in Vernon Township. When the bear entered the store, it bit an elderly woman on the leg. Then realtor Sean Clarkin posted video to his Facebook page where he can be heard guiding the big bear out of the store After he gets the bear out the front door, he warns shoppers in the parking lot. The bear lumbers towards the nearby woods. Police ultimately euthanize the bear, and it is now being tested for rabies. Stay tuned to New Jersey 101.5 all weekend long for the latest New Jersey weather, traffic, and breaking news. Make sure you enable all the New Jersey 101.5 skills on your Alexa devices and all of our content. It's available anytime on demand at nj1015.com. That's a look at the top trending stories this weekend. I'll be back Monday morning at 6 for the New Jersey 101.5 morning show on New Jersey 101.5.